You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it.
This is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. I'm CJ Williams. We are at the Charlotte Business Owners Networking event here in Uptown Charlotte. Be sure to check us out wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, on YouTube as well. This interview is brought to you by Podcast Titans, where they help you plan, produce, and publish your podcast, video podcasting. Visit PodcastTitans.com to learn more and get your podcast produced. I am joined by Miss Celine. She speaks French. She was trying to impress me with her accent. I was like, you don't have to. See, look, there we go. What are you doing here, Miss Celine?
I own an art studio here in Charlotte.
Tell me about this art studio. What about it? What's special about it?
It's special because, you know, we basically teach people how to create their own art. So it's like very beginner friendly. And we specialize in fluid art, which is the concept of paint pouring, as opposed to painting with a brush. So you can do that on different mediums, you know, that it be canvases, the figurine, like the bears, you know, you may have seen that around, or even charcuterie boards with matching wine glasses.
You guys like hold like painting sips and things like that?
Yes, we do have actually the wine permit. So, and we also offer BYOB.
Okay. What's, how long have you had the studio?
About a year. We celebrated the 1 year anniversary on Valentine's Day.
All right. And it's in university?
Hmm?
It's in university, right?
Yes, Mallard Creek. And I'm in the process of rebranding. So stay tuned for the name.
Okay, so it's going to be a different name?
A different name, completely different name, but the same great services, experiences, and trying to branch out a little bit more, like working with other business owners, businesses, you know, collaborating with artists, so.
Okay. So when you said collaborating with other businesses, what type of businesses?
So some artists, you know, like in terms of workshops. So when they want to do, they need a space, you know, to do their workshops. And for businesses, you know, when they have for fundraisers, for you know, other different events that they may have, because we also do corporate events, you know, team building events. We also go offsite and host like a large events also.
What's the biggest change you're going to implement?
So it's going to be like I was saying, like more partnering like with you know, other businesses, opening the studio for like rentals, you know, like if people want to host events.
So you weren't able to do that before?
No, that's not something that I was doing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I could probably have done it, but I wasn't doing that. So doing that and fundraisers, doing more events like that.
So when you were operating under the franchise, what was the biggest moneymaker?
You mean in terms of experiences? I mean the classes or?
What was bringing in the most money?
The patch party, you know, which is still the case now because it's a very popular class. People like to be creative and to do that with their, you know, hats or tote bags.
Tell me more about that. Mm-hmm. What is that exactly?
So basically, you know, we have a lot of hats at the studio also, because it's not just painting or resin art. It's also like the patch party. So you have a hat or tote bag, and we have a large collection of patches, embroidered patches. So people come and, you know, you can basically decorate your hat with those patches.
Okay, cool. So what do you think once you, now that you're going independent, what do you want to be your biggest moneymaker?
Corporate events, team building events, large group events, you know. I'm starting, you know, to do more of those events. I have one, for example, on Sunday for 200 people, but I want to have more of those, you know, and really being able to bring the art to, you know, to people, yeah, you know, so that it's available to everybody. So that's what I'm looking for, like to partner with, you know, corporations.
Because that's where the money is, corporate.
Yes, yes, it is. And in general, large events. Because, you know, like, for example, the Hornets, I've been requesting some quotes last year for an event that they were planning on having. So those type of events, it would have been for like 300 or 500 people. So yes, those type of events, that's what I'm okay. I'm going for.
How many people can you have in your facility?
In the studio, about 20, 22. Yes. So.
But you do these, you travel to do the corporate events.
Yes, exactly. Yes. I mean, sometimes, you know, the corporations have events and they come for team buildings and they come to the studio, but it's smaller group, like about 20. But then when it's for like larger events, then I go there. Yeah, I went to Bank of America, to, you know, like the Charlotte, what is it? The Charlotte Motor Speedway.
So how many people on your team? Is it just you or do you have a...
No, I have, because I don't teach actually, you know, I'm basically manager, I own it.
So you're not an artist?
Huh?
You're not an artist?
Well, now I am.
Okay, now,
now
you are.
I am, yes. But no, otherwise, you know, I'm a lawyer by trade.
Okay.
So it was a very huge transition for me, you know, to go from being an employee to being an employer and to going from corporate America to, you know, being a business owner in the art industry.
So you say you are a lawyer?
Yes.
What type of law? What?
Financial law. So I was negotiating financial contracts.
Wow. That's a quite a difference to go from being a lawyer where you had to potentially... You could potential to earn lots to being a business owner to where you don't know what's,
yes,
what's going on.
That's true.
What went into that decision?
You know, when you enjoy what you're doing, but you don't love it anymore. And, you know, I found myself a little bit complaining about it, you know. And after like a few years of it, I was thinking either I do something about it or I just need to, you know. So I decided to do something something about it, you know. And I wanted to do something that would be having a more, I would say, larger impact on people, you know, like in people's life. Because nothing wrong with that, but negotiating financial contracts, you know, for like banks to make more money doesn't really impact people in any ways, right? But seeing the joy that people have when they create something that they actually love, and they didn't think they would be able to make it,
yeah,
you know, that is so rewarding. So I would do that all over again.
That's cool. So I know you're in the middle of transitioning to independent, but if somebody were to reach out to you now, how do they find you? I want you to look in the camera and tell them how they can find you.
So we are at the Mallard Creek Shopping Center. It's 2121 East Arbors Drive in Charlotte. Otherwise, you can find us at Hawaii Fruit Art, Northeast Charlotte. That's our website. Or on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook. And it's going to be Hawaii Fruit Art, Northeast Charlotte.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate
your
time.